Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wright. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. McRae reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Scott, who tags McRae trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brett goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Otis reaches second base with a double. Lockhock goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Paquette moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Potek steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Brett reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Remy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evans moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Duffy moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Duffy moves to third. Remy moves to second. It's 5-1, Royals. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Duffy scores. Remy moves to third. Lynn moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Remy scores. Lynn moves to third. Fisk moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Marty Patton now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Lockhock reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Fisk reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Tom Paquette. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Potek bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to second. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 7-3, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Remy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Jim Rice. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hurdle takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.